In Baghdad today, an explosion in a market killed at least four Iraqis. In Basra, three British soldiers were injured in a blast. And in Amara, insurgents fired mortar shells at the governor's office and other British positions. NPR's Peter Kenyon joins us now from Baghdad. Peter, first of all, what can you tell us about the explosion in Baghdad and the other fighting today?
Well, Ian, in general, it's a scene of continued clashes in central and southern Iraq, and then more violence here in Baghdad. Here in Baghdad, there was a large explosion in a market in the Bayan neighborhood, the west of downtown. Two of the dead were reported to be Iraqi policemen. Witnesses said they were trying to defuse at least one bomb that had been discovered and when the blast occurred. Again, the victims were pretty much all Iraqis, more than a dozen people wounded in the explosion beside the fatalities. There were more tensions today in the Sadr City neighborhood in Baghdad. This is a Shiite stronghold of support for the wanted cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. There were mortars fired by Iraqi fighters there. I was there this morning. I didn't see that mortar, but I can tell you quite a few of the so-called Mahdi army were present, and very large convoys of tanks and armored vehicles, a dozen at a time, moving into position on the street. Tensions have been high there since a U.S. raid last night on Sadr's offices there. Now, down further south, there's another sign of U.S. movement and some engagement with the Mahdi army rebels in Najaf, in the central Shiite city there. And further south in Amara and Basra, we've seen the British clashing with the Mahdi army. In Amara, local residents and witnesses said overnight four civilians, including an infant, were killed. They said British helicopters strafed a residential area with gunfire. A British official denied that there was any gunfire from helicopters, but there were clashes. Before dawn, some of Sadr's men fired mortar rounds at British positions. And down in Basra, there was an explosion today that wounded three British officials. So there's clearly a lot of ongoing tension down there as well.
Fill us in on what's happening politically. What's the latest on efforts by the U.S. and the United Nations to move toward handing over some form of limited sovereignty to the Iraqis by the end of June?
Well, that's right. Amid this ongoing tension, UN envoy Lakhdar Brahimi is continuing a wide-ranging series of meetings. He's spending a lot of his time, frankly, disabusing the various factions of various notions that he's already made up his mind to favor some political parties or religious groups over others. In general, his suggestion is for an appointed interim government populated largely by apolitical, technically competent officials as opposed to leading politicians. But that is running into a fair amount of opposition. Many of these political groups say, look, we have the backing, we deserve a place at the table, and there's pressure from many quarters to get more of a mix in there, some technocrats and some politicians. But then again, you've got so many suspicions among the various groups, the Sunnis, the Shia, and the Kurds, that whatever comes out at the end of June is likely to be extremely limited in what it can actually do. And so the moment the most Iraqis are really waiting for is election day, and that's not going to be until next January. In the meantime, Mr. Brahimi has a lot of work ahead to refine his suggestions for just what kind of group Paul Bremer will hand off to on June 30th.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Baghdad. Peter, thank you very much.
Thanks, Leanne.